there are interesting patterns of occult ovarian cancers versus non-occult. And so the occult ovarian cancers are those that are found at the time of oophorectomy, and we don't include them right now in our analyses, in our studies, because that doesn't necessarily reduce, it isn't appropriate for estimates of risk reduction, because you didn't reduce their risk per se. We have considered including them in the mortality reduction studies. But just to give you very anecdotal and early evidence, among the very few occult cancers, and this is just the BRCA1 mutation carriers, we are seeing something that starts to look like a downstaging, if you will, as you might expect, that among women who've undergone risk-reducing salpingo oophorectomy, that we are seeing stage 1, stage 2 cancers at a slightly higher rate than those diagnosed outside the context of oophorectomy. And in fact, there's a, and again, very small numbers, so I'm not putting p-values or statistics on this yet, but we're going to follow this up because it seems that, as you might expect, oophorectomy is detecting ovarian tumors earlier, and those would be accompanied with a greater survival rate. So that's also an encouraging piece of data. The other effect of